record very well done.
Thank you. I have to. I have the producer Andy Chase to thank for that. He had a lot to do with the sound and the arrangements.
It's got such a nice full. I mean, it's just a rocking sounding record. Just full of great hooks, very catchy stuff.
Well, I'm so glad you like it.
Yeah, and the first track we played was the tune with Richard Butler called This Lonely Love.
Right.
It was just a phenomenal song. I just love the way your voices work together. You're so almost just polar opposites vocally, but he had that sort of almost deadpan detachment, you know?
Yeah.
In the backing vocals. What was it like working with him?
It was really surreal to be there in the same room and hear that iconic voice coming out of this guy. Because, you know, that's like this, that voice was so such a sound in my, you know, my childhood when I was growing up, that the song was just all over the place on the radio. And it was really cool. He was very, very nice, you know, very good natured, not the dark guy you might think he is, you know.
Wasn't intimidating. And
no, not so much. It was just kind of surreal.
Yeah. Now, you had a few special guests on that album. It had Matthew Caws from Not a Surf, Jody Porter from Fountains of Wayne. Are these friends you phoned in favors with? Or
I knew Matthew a little bit. We were sort of acquaintances. And fortunately, he was in town in New York when I was making my record. And I called him, and he came down. And I just love his voice so much. His voice is a thing of beauty. And then I returned the favor. I sang on a Not a Surf song called I Want to Take You Home, which ended up on a EP that was included with their new album.
Yeah. Of course, playing in town tonight at Turner Hall Ballroom. You've also got an in-store coming up here in a little over an hour at Atomic Records. And fortunately for all of us, you brought your guitar with you. How about a song for us this afternoon?
Right. I'm going to play Shining On from the new album.
Forget.
shining on. Every star at dawn, they're shining on. Every setting sun goes shining on.
Juliana Hatfield live in our studios this afternoon. That's Shining On, a song that appears on the latest album, How to Walk Away. She's playing tonight over at Turner Hall Ballroom. Juliana, I wanted to ask you, you've been involved in a lot of projects over the years, of course, Blake Babies and Some Girls, Juliana Hatfield 3, but you always seem to come back to solo work. And I was wondering which you prefer and how do they compare?
Well, sometimes being a solo artist can be lonely, and I miss the camaraderie of being in a group. You know, being in a group, you feel like you're in a gang and like you're protected and
right.
You're all in it together. But I do love the freedom of being solo. You know, I have no one to answer to, and I can do whatever I want, and I don't have to ask anyone's opinion. So, you know, I do have a dictatorial side to me. I can be kind of a dictator. A control freak.
Yeah.
So being solo kind of suits me, I think.
Is there more a vulnerability to a solo project because you don't have that safety net of a band and you're kind of just putting it out there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I'm solo, I have to take all the criticism. You know, there's no one else to blame for anything.
Yeah. Now, in the new album, as the past several have been on your own label, you've got your own record label, Ye Old Records, and you're not only doing your own stuff, but you're releasing some other artists as well, and it's that's not an easy thing to undertake in this day and age, man. I mean, a lot of record labels come and go. I mean, how tough has that been? And does that take away your attention from doing your own music?
It does take a lot of time. You know, it's like a whole other job.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all the record company business, but I like the work because I always had between tours and albums I would have a lot of downtime and I would feel kind of restless and I wouldn't know what to do with myself, and so the record label gives me just something to do, you know. And but it is difficult. It's a lot of work, and the industry has changed so much since I started, and you know, a lot of people don't buy CDs anymore. No one buys CDs anymore, really. So
yeah.
It's kind of it's a weird transitional period, I think.
Yeah, I mean, things have changed a lot. I mean, you're a veteran at this, and you know, we've seen the music industry, the recording industry, you know, the whole record business has just changed so drastically. And on the one hand, though, it does make it a little more feasible for an artist to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Simply because of the internet, I would guess.
Yeah, there's definitely the whole lots of ways, lots of new media in which to you know, disseminate your music, and you can cut out all the middlemen, you know, and just go straight to the people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a lot more work, you know. When I was on a record company, the record company did all the work. And, you know, there's a lot of work involved.
Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of work, you've undertaken another role. You've become a published author. You have a brand new book out called When I Grow Up.
Yes.
And I was wondering, I guess the obvious question is, you know, how does that compare, you know, writing and getting a book published compared to writing, recording, and producing an album?
Well, writing the book took a lot longer.
Yeah.
It's, you know, writing a 3-minute song, can be a pretty quick process. I mean, sometimes a song will take me months to complete, but it's just writing in little bits of time. And then, you know, then you have a finished song pretty quickly. But the book took me about 6 years to finish. And it's just, the book is just, it was sustaining a level of concentration over a really long period of time, which I wasn't used to. You know, I kind of have a attention deficit disorder, and songwriting worked great for me. Because the songs are so short, but yeah, I think it's just and with the book, I'm speaking much more plainly. You know, there's not much room for metaphor when you're writing a memoir, and there's not, you can't be as mysterious. Mm-hmm. A song can kind of be mysterious and doesn't have to make sense, and the music can carry it to some place that isn't explainable fully. But the book, I had to really work on saying something.
Yeah, and music, as you were just talking about, music sort of lends itself to everyone having their own interpretation.
Yeah.
Conjuring up their own imagery to go with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so when you're writing a song, you can be kind of lazy and just throw weird images in there, and it doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to tie itself all up at the end.
Was it tough opening up, writing in a very personal manner for publication that you knew people were going to be reading about?
No, I mean, just because I've been writing really honest songs for so long, writing songs that are really emotionally true and talking about how I really feel in my songs. So opening up in that way wasn't hard. I think I'm kind of an emotional exhibitionist.
Mm.
Like I have this need, this compulsion to tell people how I feel, tell strangers how I feel. No, I think it was just like the actual work of writing it was really difficult.
Yeah.
'Cause it took a lot of concentration, and I got this, writing the book, I got this line, this vertical line between my eyebrows, just from concentrating so hard for so long.
So that's not from being, I have one too, I thought it was from being angry. So I guess it's from concentrating.
I noticed it getting, it got more noticeable as I was writing the book.
Yes, I know that feeling. I know that feeling well. The book, again, is called When I Grow Up, and you've been doing some readings and things. Yeah. How's that go? What's that feel like to step out and read as compared to performing on stage?
I think reading is a lot easier
really?
Than playing songs. It's just because everything's there on the page. All I have to do is read.
Mm-hmm.
What could be easier?
Yeah.
It's written already.
Yeah, the hard part's over by that point, right?
Yeah, and I'm a good reader. I mean, I think I'm... I read a lot, and reading out loud is actually fun for me.
Yeah.
I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. Julianna Hatfield, my guest this afternoon. The most recent album is How to Walk Away, touring in support of this new album, playing tonight at Turner Hall Ballroom. She's going to be over at Atomic Records at about 4 o'clock or so. How about one more tune for us, Julianna?
Yeah, this one's called The Fact Remains. Stay until the Star Spangled Banner played, and I couldn't keep my eyes open. I stayed till the buds dried up and fell off on the table, and there was no hope of my saving them till the last levee broke and the floods came and washed away our home. Then it was over, and I will never be the same. I finally wised up, but the fact remains, I stayed too long. I stayed until the last of the bottles was empty, and whizzing by my head, I stayed till there was no more air in the room, and my tears no longer moved you, till you lied, and you lied, and you lied, and you lied, and you lied again. Then it was over, and I will never be the same. I finally wised up, but the fact remains, I stayed too long. I stayed too long. Next time maybe I will know how to walk away with pride and grace and faith in myself, knowing how the world works and the way that things change. Till you ride
same. I finally wised up, but the fact remains, I stayed too long. Then it was over, and I will never be the same. I finally wised up, but the fact remains, I stayed too long.
Very nice. Juliana Hatfield live in our studios here on 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. She's playing tonight over at Turner Hall Ballroom and will be at Atomic Records here in just about an hour, around 4 o'clock or so. Juliana, before you get out of here, I wanted to ask you about the couple of the songs we're playing. We already discussed This Lonely Love, but the other one we're playing is Now I'm Gone, which is just a really just a heartbreaker. It's like you dropped somebody like a hot potato, man. What's that all about?
Well, the song is me... I feel hurt. It's a longtime friend of mine, and we were having trouble communicating, and I felt like he wasn't appreciating me, and I was really mad at him, and I wrote this song. And now we patched up our problems, and we're the best of friends again. He's one of my best friends in the whole world.
So you're back to best friends, but you still have this song, so is it like a bitter reminder now when you hear it of a bad time?
No, he understands. Like, people who know me understand that I write about things in my life, and right, they accept it, you know, and they don't, you know, he didn't take it personally.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, I just have to talk about what's going on in my life, and he's a great person, and it's like anyone who writes, people who write books, anyone that's, you know, intimately involved with a writer has to beware.
They may become material.
They may become material in the writer's next book.
Hey, is Boston still home for you?
Yeah, Cambridge.
Okay, Cambridge. Yeah. I know you're nominated. The album is nominated for a couple of Boston Music Awards, Female Vocalist of the Year and Song of the Year for This Lonely Love.
Yep.
So good luck on that.
Thank you.
Of course, tonight at Turner Hall Ballroom, you solo tonight or with the band?
I am doing a solo acoustic set.
All right.
Which is what I'm into right now.
Very cool. Juliana Hatfield, thank you so much. We're going to close out with the song we just talked about. This is from the album How to Walk Away. It's called Now I'm Gone. Juliana Hatfield on 88.9 Radio Milwaukee.